pass out some sheets. Revis. Revis. Don't be fooled by the length. We actually did start last week, but I'll give a little overview. Everyone got one? Need one more over here. And right here. Like that. Chofshi. Chofei. A Jew's favorite thing, a smorgasbord. Oh, Tolo in the house. Okay. So, we'll give a little bit of a reminder of what we're doing. We were learning the Mor v'Shemesh on Purim. If anybody, Nikita was here last week. Tolo was here last week. I don't remember who. Whatever. Everyone on the feed. Mashiach. But, essentially, what we did last week was we went through the Mor v'Shemesh. The Mor v'Shemesh, once again, is Columbus Kalman Epstein from Krakow. You might remember him. It's nice coming after the Polar Union. And he's one of the, you know, Talmidei Muvhakim of Rav Elimelech Lizhinsk, who I'm sure you've heard of, who you might not remember from the caber, but because we had a good time, thank God. But he put together a whole list of questions here in this first paragraph on a few different psukim. First of all, he brought the pasuk in Shmos that says, "Milascha v'dimascha lo ta'acher, b'chor bincha titein li, v'am she'kadosh shiyun li, u'basar b'sad d'trefa lo tochlo l'kelov tishlechun ota." What does that pasuk mean? It's two psukim together. It's pasuk chavchet and chavtet in Shmos chavpeis. So first it says, "Milascha v'dimascha lo ta'acher, don't delay your korban." Okay? If you have a korban, make sure it's on time, make sure it's checked right, make sure everything's good about it. Then it says, "B'chor bincha titein li." So that means, give me your b'chor, right? Pigeon of Ben, give me your b'chor. And then it says, "V'an she kadosh shiyun li." Then it says, you have to be kadosh, which we know the Ramban counts as one of his mitzvahs. But you have to be kadosh to me, you have to be holy to me, make yourselves holy, deal with holy things. Don't eat treif meat. Okay, this is two psukim so far. I know there's a lot of inyanim that go together very well here. This pasuk seems to make perfect sense to everyone. And then it says, "Lekel teshulchanotah." What should you do with that treif meat? What should you do with non-kosher meat? Throw it to the dogs. So I'm sure you can guess what the many questions are, but we'll go through them quickly. First of all, the first question is, what is the connection here between don't delay your karban and, you know, give me over your bechor? That's in the same pasuk. What does one have to do with the other? Next, how does it fit into these psukim at all that we need that, or why is it put here at all? We know that there's no reason that a pasuk should be random unless there is no reason. That we understand. We need to understand the reason. But v'anshe kadosh shiyun li, be kadosh, what does it have to do with these two ideas whatsoever at all? Gam kashe v'chi bazei yu anshe kadosh shelo yichlu basar treifa, meaning they're anshe kadosh. So you just said be anshe kadosh, so it's pretty obvious not to eat treif. Okay, it's not the only place where it says don't eat treif meat, but it needs to add here after saying to be anshe kadosh that you shouldn't eat treif meat. I mean, what is it talking about here? Od tzarich lavin, and one more thing on this pasuk, v'bnei mat tziva ha-kasav la-shlichos ha-lekelev. And the pasuk adds these four words, three words, ha-shlichot ha-lekelev, that what should you do with that treif meat? Number one, treif meat isn't ready in addition. But now it talks about what we should do it, and we should throw it to the dogs. We don't generally pass like that. I've never seen the minhag, you know, some people have tashlich for dogs, I guess, with treif meat. I've never seen that. It's probably more of an exciting tashlich. You know, you get excited when, like, the fish go to the top, but the dog just starts chomping on it. It's a lot more fun. So he says that there is a medrash in Mechilta Mishpatim called Emes V'Yatziv, which does talk about this inyan and discuss why this pasuk was put together. But nevertheless, he wants to talk about it in his own terms, in his own words. And we'll continue from here. We'll continue with this next paragraph quickly. That's good, we did it. V'naktim lavin mashnam v'parshat shkalim. It says in parshat shkalim, okay? Shmos lam yigimu, which is this Shabbos, no? Zayitnu kola aver ala pkadim machtis a shekel b'shekel kodesh. Okay, every man needs to give a chetzi shekel, right? One of those big coins. Every man needs to give 50 agarot, chetzi shekel, in order, we know why we have the machtis a shekel, for counting. But where does the money go? It goes for tzedakah. So here's another thing he's going to ask questions on. Hashir lo yerbel v'adal lo yamid mi machtzit ha-shekel. So the next pasuk says over there that the rich person should not increase more than a machtzit ha-shekel, cannot give more than that, and the poor person cannot decrease, can't give less than a chetzi shekel. That's what the pasuk says. A poor person can't give less, and a rich person can't give more. V'tzarich lahavin, now we need to understand even more. Meaning, why did it need to tell us that? Number one, it said everyone give 50 shekel. Why does it need to tell us that the poor person can't give less and the rich person can't give more? That's number one. He likes questions, by the way. He's like the Hasidic of Barbanel. It's good. We'll get to the answers, God willing. But why? What does it need to tell us, this extra addition, this extra pasuk of the rich man don't give more, poor man? It said give chetzi shekel. The Torah says give chetzi shekel. You give chetzi shekel, no more or less. If it said give money, then you give whatever you want. But it said dafka chetzi shekel. Okay, that's one question. Next question is v'im yitzel itin yotel machtzis shekel lam lo yichal. Why can't a rich person give more than chetzi shekel? The money all goes to tzedakah. A rich person says, you know what, only count the chetzi shekel of it, but I'm going to give you, you know, $10,000, and it should go to the Mishkan, it should go to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's wrong with that? Just count it as tov, chetzi shekel, plus, you know, 9,995.99 and 90, whatever, and 90 cents. It's a shekel. 90... Oh my God, I've been out of math way too long. Coffee should help. 9,999,999 and 90 agarot. I quit. You say it. 50 agarot, there you go. Gosh. Not naming names, but wow, I was bad at math. Wow. Alright. Where were we? So if the rich man wants to give more, don't forget this money goes to tzedakah. It goes to tzedakah. The rich man says, count 50, I'm not going to do this again, but count chetzi shekel, and I'll give you another $10,000, and just let it go to tzedakah. Why can't I give more? I want to give more. I want to be nice. I want to give tzedakah to you. What are you hawking me about, Torah? Thank you. V'chi eza hezek Yagia, meaning, what damage is going to come from that? Oh no, we have an extra $10,000. What are we going to do? You know, this is horrible. We're going to mess it up. You know, like, and if you really think you're going to mess it up, so just take a chetzi shekel from that $10,000 and use that for counting, and then put the other money towards the tzedakah fund. V'im gazra Torah she'ani lo yifachot akopane my afsida im yir ba'asher liten yoter. And it says, don't forget, it says also, okay, you might think, okay, maybe the Ashir makes not so much sense, but the poor person makes sense, but the ani to give less, maybe that I can understand, because it's not enough, meaning it doesn't make it, but let's say a rich guy says, you know, I'm giving $10,000, count chetzi shekel for me and chetzi shekel for this poor guy, whose only chetzi shekel goes to his Shabbos food and he has nothing else. You know, let me pay for him. It's within this $10,000 that I gave. So he says, "Im gazra tosh ani lo yifachotim ko al kopanim mayafsidam yarba asher liten yoter." What is lost if the rich person is giving more and the poor person is giving less? It'll balance itself out. You'll figure it out. Okay, one guy gives $10,000 for all poor people in the world. Okay, and count chetzi shekel for each of them if you want to count them up. Great. Why can't this happen? V'naktim od lahavin haMishnah and. Further later in the Mishnah, it says, "Be'achad ba'adar mashmi." This is also in Mishnah in Shkalim, which is what we were just talking about. "Be'achad ba'adar kishmi al Shkalim v'ala klaim." So there are two things that it says in this Mishnah. It says Echad v'Adar, on the first of Adar. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's coming up soon, next Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Mashmin al shkalim v'al klaim. Two things come together. Okay, in Adar, shkalim. Okay, chetzi shekel and klaim. What is klaim? Mixed breeding. Generally, plants of other things, but mixed breeding. Meaning a planting in an orange tree with a lemon tree in the same root, and now it's a larange. But that is not mutter fi halacha. It is called klayim. So, it says once again, in that Mishnah, Bechad, on the first of Adar, we discuss shkolim and klayim. Tzarech lahavin ma'iyan klayim etzo shkolim. What does one have to do with the other in this Mishnah? Was this question number 10? What does one have to do with the other, klayim and shkolim? And we'll end off the question part here and start with the answer. Is gam roi litein tam l'shabeach amin hagan she yisrael shnagalu bosh malbosh necharim b'purim. And he also adds in, because this is a Purim Torah, don't forget, how amazing it is, this minhag that we have, to dress like necharim, to dress like goyim on Purim. Okay? Because you got to add a Purim to every Torah, right? So here comes the Marv Shemesh, and he adds his little Purim, right? The Rishner says that Kippurim doesn't just mean like it's like, that Yom Kippur is like Purim, and it's great, and Purim, ooh, vort. The Rishner actually brings down that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is mechaper for those who are ready to return, who want to do tshuva, but Purim is mechaper for even those who don't want to do tshuva, for everyone. He says Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. It's definitely more exciting. But now, gam ma'ra'u chazal kacha sha'amru chayi v'nish l'b'sumim pori ad l'yad bein araham and l'barach mordechai. And the second question on Purim over here is, to end with the question part, is what was Chazal getting at when they told the entire nation of Israel in a 7-hour slot to get drunk at the same time? And to know the difference between Arar Haman, the badness of Haman, and Baruch Mordechai, well, to not know the difference, until you don't know the difference. And let's start with the answer a little bit. V'nira lirmoz bazeh. It's hinted to over here. The hine imlo hayachet adam arishon she'achal meitzadas hayadavuk be'itzachayim v'achal v'chay leolam. If Adam Arishon did not sin, if he did not give in and did not eat from the Eitzadas, she'achal meitzadas hayadavuk be'itzachayim. We know that there was the Eitzachayim, right? Eitzachayim. It was Eitzachayim. Eitzadas tov, right? Eitzachayim. But if he didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, he would have been eating from the Eitz HaChaim, v'achal v'chai li'olam. And it would have been, life would have gone on forever, we would have been from the beginning, no one would have ever died, etc., etc., all these cool things that we learn about as kids in Midrashim about Mashiach and things like that. Basically those things, that you just pull bread off the tree, you don't have to grow it, right, all these cool things, the bark tastes like whatever the fruit is. Cool, all these things that were like, oh, I saw these in Dr. Seuss's books. You know, so he said, this would have happened if he didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas and he was connected to this Eitz HaChaim. V'al yidei she'achal me'Eitz Hadas mis'arev ra betov v'tov b'ra v'gar misa li'olam. And what happened when he ate from the Eitz Hadas? Good and bad, bad and good, it all got mixed up. It all got mixed up, and it started to bring death to the world because we couldn't distinguish. Uksiv, it says in Bereishis, v'ya'as Hashem Elohim la'adam l'ishto katnos or v'yil bashem v'yas v'yil bashem. And there was no difference, they couldn't tell the difference between good and bad, that the worst things in this world are the best things, as we know. We know that, you know, we only look at being naked as a funny thing because it's now, we can't tell if it's good or bad, and it's weird because we don't see it, but once upon a time we couldn't tell the difference. Everything was good. What HaKadosh Baruch gave us, so it wasn't any busha. There wasn't any, oh cool, God made this, God made that, God made this person naked, God made that person naked. All these 10 million and different things, that the worst things are the best things, which we know. If you eat too much, it's horrible. If you eat too little, it's horrible. But if you eat the right amount, it's perfect. Everything, the worst things are the best things. Give me any topic in Torah and I'll tell you how. Especially marriage. Marriage could be the worst thing, could be the best thing. It's number one. Worst thing and the best thing. You could start your own nation of people. Literally. My Babi Zichron Levracha's best friend. She's one of four daughters. And from those four daughters came 1,000 grandchildren. Okay, she's Hasidish, but 1,000 grandchildren. Okay? 1,000 children and grandchildren, etc., everything. 1,000. Okay? That's like 5 years of Shiur HaKotel. It's crazy, no? She makes a fantastic potato kugel, if you can imagine. It's amazing. She lives in Yerushalayim. She speaks English. She's American. She moved here 30 years ago. Okay, but we have the ability to do this. It could be the greatest thing, or it could be the worst thing, and you could totally ruin a child's life. And he can become a Ben Sora Morer. And he could, you know, drink Italian wine and go to Ben Yehuda and stuff. You know, because that's what they do in Ben Yehuda, they drink Italian wine. As we know. She'im yiske yuchal lasot me'ayin aleph, she'hi davuk ba'etz ha'chayim, v'alidei achet nitchalif me'or le'or. Right, it's vayas. Well, not that part, but he brings a little bit of a Kabbalistic idea here. But he says, "Shim yiske yuchal lasot me'ayin la'alef." You can turn something from ayin to aleph. What does that mean? Shaya davuk be'etz achayim la'adei achit nitchalif me'or le'or. So, what is this of wearing clothes me'or le'or, or with an aleph to or with an ayin? What's the difference? One means light, one means skin, right? So he says that. It used to be that there was no difference from light and or, from aleph and ayin. We were able to distinguish, okay, they're both good, but now, after it's Adas Tovara, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, put some clothes on because you look embarrassed. Because we're not able to distinguish anymore. Light is good, light is bad. Skin is good, skin is bad. Wear clothes, don't, it's a whole thing. Nowadays, we're really not even distinguishing. We got guys marrying girls and girls marrying guys, and guys are girls and girls are guys. It's really like the Eitz Hadas Tovra, is mamish bavel at this point. A lot of craziness going around in the world where people are even confused about what their own gender is. That's happening in the world. They're confused about their own gender. It's brought in the times of Mashiach that there's going to be confusion. But to this stage, I don't think people 100 years ago, I don't think people 20 years ago could imagine that people could be confused about their own genders. But that's happening in the world, and there are probably more people confused about their own genders than there are Jews in the world. So, I would probably say definitely to that, but it's crazy, the time we're living in. V'ikara avdasu, l'hafrida ramia minatov l'varea ochel mitoch hapsolet. We know that's something holy to do, right? To be modern Orthodox, right? A lot of us like to do that. Siddur talks about it as well. To figure out which is tov, which is ra. All right, we ask Hashem, Chonei Nadas, give me the knowledge to understand what's good and what's bad. Famous story about Shem Tov. What's tov and what's ra? We need to get back to that time of Adam Rishon to be able to figure out which is which. From the Ochel Mitoch HaPsolet, which is good and which is bad. V'lasot me'or, or l'tavek b'etz achayim. And that skin to us, being naked, eventually that'll be like nothing else either, because it's just or, with an aleph as well. Vineya avot hakadoshim. That's it. Give like a few more minutes. Vineya avot hakadoshim shmo magbas nafshim b'choy cholot m'lafrid ha-ra min ha-tov. And the avos did their best to separate good and bad. We know that the sfiros are Avim Yitzchak, right? Chesed Gvur Tiferes. That's Avim Yitzchak Yaakov, right? But they had the ultimate difficulties, right? You can't just be all chesed. Then you're the biggest pushover in the world, and you'll have a terrible life, and you'll do everyone shmirah from now until the kingdom come. And you can't be all gvura, because then you literally have no friends, and you'll be the class bully, and everyone hates you, and you'll come to hate yourself eventually. So what do you need to do? You need to be tiferet. You need to be somewhere in the middle. You need to know when to be nice. You need to know when to be strong. You need to know when to use chesed, when to use gvura. That's called tiferet. So that was the mid of Yaakov Avinu, and the reason why Yaakov Avinu was zoche to be Yisrael and to start the nation. But that's something that the Avos had to do. Why is it Akedah Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak, why is it not Akedah Avram? He was going to kill his own son. It's probably easier. To be in Yitzchak's position, to die, may just be a little bit easier than for Yaakov to watch and to be the one to kill his own son. It might even be more difficult. I don't know. Lo Aleinu, we should never be in that situation. and have that choice. But what? It's called Akedas Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak, whose Gevura, whose whole thing is to be strength, he was Bechesed in that. He went to the other extreme, which was difficult for him because it's not in his Etzem, in his center. And what did he do? He said, you know what? I'm not going to fight this one. I'm going to give myself. He was Bechesed. That's why it's Akedas Yitzchak. That's why it's in his name. Because it was harder for him, because it was against his own will. For Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, do something nice. Kill your son for me. Chesed, nice. Chesed opportunities, you know, during the break. Kill your son during the break. L'zeh olidat Yitzchak shayit tzadik v'et yishmol, like he said, v'yitzchak yifrit gam kein me'atzmo tzavatov levad v'ara levad v'yatzam imen Yaakov esam. And he says one more thing, that we know a lot of the separations. Avram had Yitzchak. Yitzchak separated himself from who? From Yishmael. He said, I'm Yitzchak, he's Yishmael, I'm going to be the good one, I'm going to go forward. Then Yitzchak had Yaakov. Yaakov separated himself, which was difficult, but separated himself from Esav. And said, I'm going to be Yaakov. I don't care that he's Esav. I don't care that he's a million times richer than he has all these armies. I'm going to be Yaakov. The idea to separate yourself from the bad of Yitzchak, Yifrit, Gamens, Menatov, Lavar, Vina Yaakov Avinu Shamag Maspanav Lafrit Haramina Tov Lotzime Esav Achel Kadosha Shaya Pome Yitzchak. Once again, Yaakov was able to separate himself, to say, I'm Yaakov. Al Kenishtad Ali Kach Mimenu HaBechora. And that's why what was so important to Yaakov that he do, which seemed on the onset, okay, like, what is this? It means nothing. Yaakov said, I will do everything I can to get the Bechora from Esav. Because he knew what was good and what was bad. To us, it's like, oh, cool, I'm the Bechor, you know, so I can punch my younger brother now. It's the most I can do. No, there's something to being the Bechor. There's something that now we could see what him getting the Bechor means. Shebechori he kodesh. It's something that's holy. After that, he dressed up like Esav, so he can get the brachos. He wanted to get the holy things, and that was it. Like Sabbath Kadisha. I believe that's referring to Rav Melech, could be the Baal Shem Tov. Ve'adei ma'alecha chabrachos, ayidei shalabash as big de Esav. So what did he get from this whole thing, Yaakov Avinu, from dressing up like Esav? Ve'tikach rivka as big de Esav, bana hagada hachamda, ve'tilabesh at Yaakov bana katan. Fine, I'm not going to get into that one. We'll end with this for now. Ve'halavushim elu, hayu shal adam rishon, shechamdam Esav minimrod. These levushim that Esav put on, are from Adam Arishon. Elayish Adam Arishon, Shechamdam Esav min Nimrod. Ve'hayu katnas or. And this was the katnas or. Or with an ayin. Ayidei shalavshan Yaakov tikin alavushim elu ve'asame or. Ayidei zeh kibol Yaakov es ha-brachos. Why did Yaakov get the brachos? He says because he now understood. He fixed the chet of Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon could not distinguish and made the issue of what's or and what's or, of what's aleph and what's aleph. And he took these katnos or in order to be mekadesh them. He took something that's just skin and he used it in order to get brachos. And it's from Adam Arishon, these skins, he says. But he took this, changing his skin, that it doesn't matter what my skin is, if I'm this and that. But if I can use it to be kadosh, if I can use it, if I can be hairy and also get brachos, let me be hairy. Let me find the kodesh. Let me separate the aleph from the ayin, the or from the or. And Meretz Hashem will get. We still haven't gotten into answers really, but we'll get into answers next week. Shkayach.